There are protests for...
We need to start somewhere. The federal government isn't doing anything for us.
And protests against...
The
new Arizona law requires immigrants to carry registration documents with them at all times and instructs police to question people if there's any reason to believe they are illegal immigrants. Arizona is at the heart of the immigration debate. More than 600,000 illegal immigrants have been arrested along that border.
What is reasonable suspicion?
The issue is raising blood pressure outside the U.S. Capitol. Representative Luis Gutierrez chairs the Hispanic Caucus Immigration Task Force.
The lunacy of rounding up people because they look a certain way or are suspected of being in violation of immigration statutes can only lead to one thing: violations of people's basic fundamental civil rights, profiling.
Opponents of the law have called for a boycott of businesses in the state. They say the law discriminates against and profiles mainly Latinos. Representative Raul Grijalva represents Arizona, but he's against the law.
All of us should be fearful of our civil rights, of our human rights, and of our constitutional protections.
A legislator from Texas, a state which also shares its border with Mexico, says she will introduce similar legislation. Republican Debbie Riddle says if the federal government would do its job, the states wouldn't have to take such action.
Why do we want justice?
The Obama administration may choose to challenge the state law. The president called the law poorly conceived.
If you don't have your papers and you took your kid out to get ice cream, you're going to be harassed. That's something that could potentially happen. That's not the right way to go.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security estimates there are at least 10 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. Some lawmakers favor a two-phase plan to legalize illegal immigrants already living in the U.S. Others want to post National Guard troops at the border. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.